part with servant so and so, the other part with servant so and so. And they try to reconcile. No way. No way. And division happened in the church. So one of them said, let us go to Abuna Bishoy Temple in Alexandria. He was still alive at that time. So about 100 servants took the train to Alexandria and met with Abuna. Abuna stayed with them about 4 hours, trying to reconcile. No way. Every party insisted, we are right. The other party, no, we are right. They fight each other. Then it was 5 o'clock. Abuna said, wow, it is time for prayer. Okay, guys, let's go to church to pray in a group. They went to the church and started to pray. They prayed maybe for half an hour or maybe 3/4 hour. And then Abuna sit with them again. What happened?
They were changed.
He solved the problem in less than 15 minutes. What happened? They don't know what happened. Prayer, it changed the mind of these servants. And they accepted what Abuna told them. And returned back to Cairo again, reconciled. If you spend just half of the time you spend in solving problems in prayer, the problem will be solved so easy. Just half of the time. Half of the time you spend in solving problem, just spend that half time in prayer and you will see the difference. Of course, this is something normal to find problems and service. Maybe between the servants, maybe between the servant and kids, maybe the servant and administration or coordinator, maybe with the servant with the church, maybe with the servant with some other people, whatever. It's something normal.
There were disputes between the disciples themselves.
Yes, exactly. It's something normal to find problems, but how to solve the problems? This is the key. And instead of, I'm sorry to say, wasting your time discussing the problems for hours and hours and hours, save that time and spend half of it in prayer. Praying, asking God to solve the problem. He will solve it. And this is the way. Baba Kurlus have a big, big problem with Gamal Abdel Nasser, President Nasser. What could he do? Nothing. He said, I will go to God. He is controlling even the president. He is the Almighty. He is all powerful. Went to the monastery and prayed a liturgy. Next day, a messenger from the president apologizing. The president need to meet you, Your Holiness. Need to meet Your Holiness. and the problem was solved so easy. Why? I handed that problem to God. God, it is yours, not mine. I can't do it. To whom shall I go? You are the only one. You are my God. You are my Lord. You are the Almighty. I can't go to any other one except you. So when you hand these problems to God, that means this is what Baba Shenouda usually do. He said, I handed my problem to God. This is his problem now, not mine. And then he entered. One day we met him, and it was a very big problem with the church in Cairo. And then we were sitting with him, laughing and joking. Oh my God, what's going on? Just minutes ago, he was just crying. Now he is laughing and joking. We told him, Sayyidina, something unusual happening. He said, nothing happened. I handed the problem to God. This is his now, in his hand. It's not mine now. It's not his. This is his. If you have a problem, pray. I don't prefer to discuss. Let us pray, asking God, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, to solve that problem. It is easy to him. Remember, it is easy to him. He can do everything. So if you have a problem, go to God. Why is the church? Why is servant? If he has a problem, he will pray. He will pray. Solve the problem through prayer. God promised us to give us all what we need. But we still have to ask him. He gave us promise to give us all what we need. But we still have to ask. Pray. He instructs us to ask for our daily bread. If we ask him for our daily bread, let's ask him to solve our problems. Or at least daily problems. Prayer is needed, especially when we face hopeless problems. If you face any hopeless problems, please ask God. If you face any hopeless situation, please ask God. If our number one is
grace.
Number two,
humility.
Number three, solving problems. Number four, enlightening. Enlightening. Prayer will enlighten your heart, enlighten your mind, enlighten your spirit. So now there is light inside you. The light of our God is inside you. Enlighten your mind, enlighten your heart, enlighten your spirit. Just remember, these kids you serve is not yours. They are his. They are his. They are his kids. They are God's kids, not yours. He can take care of them more than you. Ask him to enlighten your heart to know how to serve them, to enlighten your spirit to give you power to serve them. The Jewish people asked Prophet Jeremiah to go to Egypt. There was a famine. So they asked Jeremiah to go to Egypt. And they said, "No, but we will go to the land of Egypt." This is the Jewish talking. "No, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we will not see war, or hear the sound of the trumpet, or hunger for bread, and we will stay there." In that case, listen to the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Jeremiah asked the Jewish people to give him 10 days to ask God. He said, "I can do nothing without asking God." But you know, Jeremiah, you know the will of God, that he does not want you to go to Egypt. Just tell them that God does not want you to go to Egypt. He said, "No. I have to ask God first. Maybe God has changed his mind. Maybe God wants from me something else. I am directed by God. I am as a servant. I should be directed by God, not by my mind. I should be directed by God." So Jeremiah ask the Jewish people, "Give me 10 days. I will give you the answer from God." So Lord of hosts answered and said, "Remnant of Judah, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you are really set your mind to enter Egypt, and go to reside there, then the sword which you are afraid of will overtake you there in the land of Egypt. And the famine about which you are anxious will follow closely after you there in Egypt, and you will die." Don't take any step in your service without asking God. Don't take any step in your life without asking the permission of God. "God, do I go to Egypt? Yes or no? Whatever he said, I will follow." Jeremiah, the prophet, knows already from the past, from his experience with God, that God does not want the people of Israel to go to Egypt. But he has to ask. "I don't know. I have to be directed by him. Maybe he will say something else this time." So number one is grace. Number two, humility. Number three, solving problem. Number four, guidance. Number five, when you pray, you look to your kids in the same way our God looks to the kids. God's heart is full of love and care. He is so generous. When you look to the problem, when you pray, you look to the problem as God looks to the problem. He will give you the ability to look the problem in the same way He looked that problem. Because most of the time we have our own. But I don't want to use my own. I wanted to be like Christ. My eyes will be Christ's eyes. My source will be His source. My will be His will. When you pray, you will take God's eyes and look to other people with God's eyes. You remember in John 8, and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of idolatry, and the law of Moses commanded us to stone such woman. Now, what do you say?" Always tell God, "God, what do you say? How we want me to solve that problem? How you want me to look to that?" Pray. Pray. God have different opinion than the other people. He looked to that girl, that lady, differently than other people who study the law of Moses. They are very expert in the law of Moses, but they judged that lady and they want to stone her. God said, "No. No. She is a victim. She is a victim. I have to save her life. Because each one of you is sinner like her. How a sinner will stone a sinner and let her go free." When you pray, God allow your eyes to be His. God allow your souls to be His. God allow your hands to be His. God allow your will to be His through prayer. Number six, still one more. Number six, when you pray, worrying will be disappear. Worry about what? If I'm working with the master, I worry about what? He is able to fulfill all our needs. You worry about the service? This is His service, not mine. I am working with Him. I'm not the master. He is the master. I'm not worrying anymore. God, but we need lots of things for this ceremony, and we need things for poor people, we need lots of things for different parts of service. God, I'm responsible. He will tell you, you are not the one responsible, but I am the master. You are working with me. I can fill all your needs. What I need from you is just ask me. If you have any need, ask me. If there is short in that service, ask me. Do you need some workers? Ask me. This is the way. Ask me. You will be no longer worrying about the service, even if you are responsible. And then you will restore your faith and you will restore your peace. Through prayer, you as a servant was lost of responsibilities. You will restore your peace and you restore with faith in God. So prayer, restore your faith, restore your peace. No more worrying. Because I am not the master. He is the master. I am not number one. He is number one. He is the one responsible. You do like the priests do with me. The bishop problem. This bishop problem. And he handed the problem to me. This is your problem. You are the bishop. This is your problem. You solve it. We do that with God. God, it's not my problem. This is your problem. I am working with you. I'm working with you. You are the boss. You are the boss. So the boss should solve the problems. The last one. Praying or prayer will fill your heart with love towards your kids, all the people you serve. That man is so tough, but I love him. That kid is so bad, but I love him. Why you love him? Because God, through prayer, fill your heart with love and care, cover the people you serve, over the kids you serve. So prayer will result of love. Your heart will be full of love and care about the people you serve. So we need to pray. So let's review. Number one,
grace.
Number two,
humility.
Number three,
problems.
Problems. Okay. Number four,
guidance.
Number five,
transformation to Christ.
Okay, transformation to Christ. Okay, number six,
no worry.
No worry. Okay, number seven, your heart will be full of love. This is what prayer do with you if you pray. So let us all do nothing before we pray. Let's all, before we prepare our sermons, pray, asking God for help. God, I prepare that lesson, but please help me. Put your words on my tongue. And go with these words to make to make these words work inside the hearts of the people who hear these words. Make these words affect and change the life of the people who hear these words. Make so many matanyas as much as you want or as you can, asking God's help. How to change the life of others. If you are the man of prayer, you will be more effective in your service than if you don't pray. If you want to be very effective in your service, make number one of your work is to pray. Pray and pray and pray. This is what we need in our service. Okay, do you have any questions?